for another episode in the lives of Frank Watanabe, the Japanese houseboy, and his employer, the Honorable Archibald Chiselberry. Honorable Archie's household has been thrown into a state of excitement by the expected arrival of his aunt from England, Lady Arabella Trufflethorpe. Frank has been busy preparing for her arrival, and it is expected that she will stay some weeks with her nephew. As this episode opens, we find the Honorable Archie, accompanied by Frank, waiting at the railroad station to meet the august visitor. Let's join them.
Now, Frank, you know, the main thing when you meet anybody on a train is to do it with method and avoid confusion, you know.
Yes, Mom, I'm Norwich.
Particularly in the case of a lady like my aunt.
Uh-huh.
She's inclined to be nervous and what might be described as a trifle fussy.
Not so.
Everything must be so beautifully organized that she saved anything approaching what one might term arrival panic.
Yes, that's a good term. In other words, I must do everything to escorting your dear auntie from off of the train very spick and span. What are the forecast of my emotions, please, when train depart here?
It's perfectly simple. We know that Lady Trufflethorpe is in the last car. Now, I've carefully calculated the length of the train, and the point where we're standing now should be exactly where her car will stop.
Hi.
Is that clear, Frank?
Oh, yes, Mom, very too clear. Then what do I didding first?
Well, first of all, of course, we have to contest with the rain.
Uh-huh.
I don't want Auntie Trufflethorpe to get wet immediately she alights.
No.
That might give her a wrong impression of California.
Yes, Mom. So henceforth, I bring a umbrella to taking the California off your dear auntie.
Yes. Now, are you sure that the umbrella's in working order so that we can rush forward and open it when I indicate to you which is Lady Trufflethorpe?
Oh, yes, ma'am, you bet. I'm practicing umbrella opening all morning. Here, all oiled up on the bracket.
Well, just open it now, Frank, will you?
Yes.
And let me see that it works.
All right. One, two, three.
Yes, you knocked my hat off. Why couldn't you open it more carefully?
Oh, excuse me, please. I shall pluck your hat off the ground. Oh, so too bad. It's four in the mud, Padre Anabrachis.
Bother, give the hat to me and close the umbrella.
Oh, so all right. Oh, gee, Whittakin, what a big umbrella. Where did you catching him, Anabrachis?
It's an umbrella I used in Africa. It's known as a three-man umbrella.
Three-man?
Get it closed up and hurry up.
All right, close now, Pepper.
Oh. Wait a minute, you've knocked my hat off again with it.
Oh, those umbrella, very too enlarged. I am a very bad manager of umbrellas.
Pick that hat up again and stand still, for goodness sake.
All right. Oh, Anivarachas, ain't that strange? Your hat falling in another mud puddle.
Well, clean it off.
All right, so...
You're making it worse, Frank. The train will be in any minute, and I don't want to meet Auntie with a dirty hat on.
No, for Anivarachas, I think you're standing in the rain a little more longer than the rain shall washing off your derby hat, you see.
Now, listen. Did you engage two porters to rush to the luggage van, and did you give them full instructions to see that all luggage marked with the Trufflethorpe coat of arms and the large initial T was given priority of unloading?
No, I'm not. No, please. No, I just telling those baggagery gentlemen, I say, subtracting trunks from baggage car entitled Trufflethorpe in quick jiffy. That's all I say.
That amounts to the same thing anyway. Now the final details, Frank. When the train stops and I have located Auntie Trufflethorpe, I shall remove my hat and advance with hands outstretched to welcome her.
Well, where do I stretching my hands, please?
You keep your hands on the umbrella.
All right.
No.
No?
No. One hand on the umbrella. Just one.
Yes.
You'd better hold this bouquet of flowers in your other hand and give it to me when I ask for it.
Yes, all right. Thank you. Now I'm having a bunch of flowers in one hand here and those darnery umbrella in another one. What are the next command, please?
It's perfectly simple. When you've opened the umbrella and handed me the bouquet, you will rush forward and seize any hand packages that my aunt may be carrying.
Oh, so under the umbrella, or are he shut up when such happens?
He's open.
Oh.
The umbrella should cover the whole group of us, but will, of course, favor my auntie.
Yes, ma'am. We putting auntie in the center of the middle, then we collapse forward, you holding she arm and me holding she package under umbrella.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
We shall then advance to the waiting automobile without delay.
Yes, ma'am. Then I supposing you are sitting inside tax cab alongside your auntie and I are in the fresh air department alongside driver front seat outside.
Precisely.
Uh-huh. Containing all those small packages and the umbrella.
Very probably.
Yes, ma'am. Can talking at the driver a little bit about the climatic weather conditions and other domestic democratics?
Yes, yes, anything you like. Don't chatter any more now.
No.
You're making me infernally nervous.
All right.
I think we've taken care of everything, Frank, haven't we? There can't possibly be a hitch, can there?
No, not possible.
I don't think so.
Oh,
no.
On the branches. Here coming the locomotion, steaming up to the track.
Yes, you're right, Frank. That's the train, yes. That must be it. let's be quite calm, you know.
Yes, I think more better. You take bunch flowers in your hand and I just holding umbrella.
No, you hold the umbrella and the flowers.
Yes, all right. He's going the train. Oh.
Yes, he is. Now the train stopped, right?
Hello, Mr. Engineer.
Can you see anybody, can you?
No, not yet, please. Stop. Yes, I can see the engineer. He had poke out wagging at the conduction.
Never mind the engineer. We haven't come to meet him. Hello, Frank. Hello.
Hello.
I think I can see her. Yes, there she is, waiting for the steps. Hello, Auntie. Hello, Auntie.
Hello, Auntie. Hello, Auntie, dear. We coming, Auntie.
Oh, shut up. Follow me and get ready to hand me the flowers. Hello, Auntie.
Yes, run the like son of God.
Auntie, you know, here's Auntie. Here I come.
Hello. Hello, Archibald. Hello. What an awful journey. Hurry up and get me out of this hideous train.
Hello, dear Auntie. Arabella. Hello. Welcome. Thrice welcome, you know. Thrice.
Oh, welcome, Auntie Arabella. Thrice welcome, Auntie Arabella.
Frank, quickly. Hand me the bouquet and hold the umbrella over Auntie's head. Open the umbrella.
Yes, all right. Oh, Jimmy Crickets. Oh, too bad. I open umbrella.
Bother, there goes my hat again.
Oh, that's all right. I procure your hat from Froa for you, so here are hat.
Give me my hat and hand the flowers to Lady Trufflethorpe.
Yes, here are Mrs. Madam Lady Trufflethorpe. You take.
Confound it, you've given Lady Trufflethorpe my hat.
Oh, I am confused.
Archie, who is this person fussing round me?
It's all right, Auntie dear, it's quite all right. Don't get nervous. That's my Japanese servant, you know. He's a little excited at your arrival, but you'll get used to him. Oh,
yes, you're getting used at me. Just letting us clasping of hand together and shake a friendhood feeling at each other. Very happy to meet you, Lady Auntie Arabella. Thank you.
Oh, Archie, help me down from this platform. I'm tired.
Yes, of course you're tired. Of course you are. Give me a kiss, my dear Auntie Arabella.
Oh, don't fuss me. You're just like your father.
Now, Frank, hold the umbrella over us.
So.
That's right. And take all my aunt's small parcels.
Oh, surely. Start taking all of those smallish packages. Now, you encroach on yourself under umbrella, Auntie dear. That's a good person.
Yes.
Oh, Archie, stop. Something dreadful's happened. Oh.
What is it, Auntie? What's happened?
Oh, what's the matter? Oh, what's the matter?
Oh, I knew I should lose her. I knew it.
What have you lost, my dear? What is it?
Olivia. I've lost Olivia. I've left her in the train.
Well, that's all right. She'll walk out of the train, I suppose.
She can't walk. She's in her cage and she can't walk.
Oh, Frank, but pop into the train and fetch whatever you find in a cage on Auntie's seat, will you? I'll hold the umbrella.
Oh, what is it?
Olivia, go and get Olivia.
Olivia?
Oh, yes, Olivia. Olivia.
Olivia, all right.
Now, don't worry, Auntie. Frank will get whatever you've left behind. You walk with me now. He'll catch us up with Olivia.
No, Archibald. I will not move from this spot till I know she's safe.
Is this Olivia?
Yes.
I got this cage, please.
Oh, yes, that's her. Bring her here, the precious thing.
Oh, Mother, that's the parody.
What are you shutting up, Olivia, you darling fool?
Oh, come to Mother, then. Oh, did the naughty little brown man tell you to shut up?
Oh, yes, I've done it. Just cooking those darnly birds. He tried to digesting my finger.
Oh, nonsense, Fang, nonsense. Parrots don't bite fingers. That's what parrots don't bite. Olivia was merely playing.
I don't know, please.
You do know, please. You're merely obstinate, that's all.
No.
Come along, Auntie dear. We've got the parrot, you know. We've got Olivia. Now, Frank, you take the umbrella again, will you?
Yes, ma'am.
I'll take Auntie's arm to the taxi. Oh, wait a minute. You give me the bouquet, Auntie, will you?
No, Archibald. I'll keep the flowers. You take Olivia.
Oh, dash it. Here, Frank, you take Olivia.
All right.
I'll hold the umbrella over Auntie's head. I'll hold the umbrella over Auntie Arabella.
Oh, so very too many packages, so.
Oh, give me some of the packages, then. I'll take Olivia. You hold the Arabella over Auntie Umbrella.
What do you say, please?
Why don't you listen? You hold Olivia over Auntie's Arabella.
Oh, so, too waiting, please. No, you holding couple package while I raising Auntie Arabella over Olivia as umbrella. Olivia got the umbrella.
But look what you've done now. You've knocked Auntie Arabella's hat over one eye with that umbrella.
Gosh, darn it, umbrella.
Oh, shut the umbrella up, for goodness sake.
All right, I try.
Now look what you're doing. Now look what you're doing.
Drop all the package.
Archibald, I'm getting wet. I've stood enough of this. I'll carry the packages now. You two stand still. Stand still, Archibald. Did you hear me? I said stand still.
Oh, very well, Auntie. I'm standing still.
Well, do I suppose open up umbrella for dear Auntie?
You stand beside Archibald.
All right. Wrong side, Archibald?
Yes.
All right.
Now, who's got Olivia?
Archibald are grasping Olivia.
Be quiet, Frank. Remember what your place is.
Yes, wrong side, Archibald. You and Olivia and me.
Ugh. Now, both of you turn round. Hold up the umbrella.
All right.
Yes.
Me?
Yes,
no.
You.
Me?
No, you.
Higher? What?
Yes. Hold
lower?
It higher.
Yes, ma'am.
Higher.
You're higher?
Yes, higher.
No, so, all right. Everything all ready.
Archibald, you take Olivia's cage.
Yes. All right.
Now, both of you, to the taxi. March.
Left to right.
Shut up.
You out the front step, please.
Leave off talking, both of you, and get me home.
So Auntie has lost no time in taking charge of affairs.
In a moment, we'll be presenting episode 200. The part of Frank Watanabe was played by Eddie Holden, and the role of the Honorable Archie by Reginald Charland. As I mentioned earlier, we played part of episode 199 in a previous series. And following the broadcast, I received a very kind letter from Mr. John Stokes of Mount Roskill in Auckland, and he enclosed a photostat copy of a page from the Wireless Weekly of October the 5th, 1934, which listed programs to be broadcast from the Sydney radio station 2GB. And at the top of the page are photos of the two actors who starred in The Japanese Houseboy, and very interesting photos they are too. Eddie Holden, who plays Frank Watanabe, is dressed in a rather unusual get-up. He's wearing a bow tie, a very large pair of spectacles, a hat which I remember Warner Oland wearing in the Charlie Chan series, and a very large set of upper teeth, a caricature, if you like, of a Japanese houseboy. And his partner, Reginald Charland, playing the Honorable Archie, is the epitome of an English gentleman, complete with monocle, a morning suit, and flower in the buttonhole. And Mr. Stokes writes, just imagine those guys getting dressed up like that. Anyone would think they were TV performers. And that was in the days, believe it or not, when some announcers wore evening suits for the night program. That's going back a bit. Yes, Mr. Stokes, those were indeed the days, and thanks very much for writing to us and sending that copy of the Wireless Weekly. And now it's back to The Japanese Houseboy.